If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. We've talked a lot on this program about spending in retirement. We haven't talked as much about dynamic spending. We'll be getting into that in a little bit. Hi, everybody. Welcome. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. A big hour of Money Power just ahead. We'll have a business spotlight segment along with emails coming up a little bit later in the show. Make sure you stick around for all of the above. Phone lines are open, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you'd like to jump in, 844-729-7469. We dig hearing from you. Emails at raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Simply click on the Ask Ray button, and I promise you, I will get back to you personally. Okay, as I said, we're going to talk about dynamic retirement spending and what that could mean to the survivability of your portfolio and your money as we are living longer and expected to spend an inflation-adjusted income, which, as you well know, I've taken issue with many times on this program. I'll get to that. Also, some pervasive retirement industry myths. I know you see the same reports and studies that I see, and some of them are just dealing from bogus information. Many times it is politically motivated. People want to write about stuff, whether it's from this center of retirement research or that center or whatever, to enhance whatever side of the aisle they happen to be from. I'll give you a couple of examples, but we'll start today with this. The financial crisis, if you can believe this, is still on the minds of investors, but it's slowly becoming more optimistic. I guess better late than never. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. So Legg Mason's 2017 Global Investment Survey just came out, and it finds that U.S. investors are still substantially influenced by the shadow of the 2007-2008 financial crisis and continue to make cautious investment decisions that ultimately could hinder their long-term potential for higher returns. As I mentioned to the TV viewing audience a moment ago, anyone whose grandparents suffered through the stock market crash in the 1930s and so forth will tell you that they rarely got back into the stock market if they were stock investors, even though over their lifetime, maybe they were in their 30s back then or even 40s, over the course of the next 20 or 30 years, they would have made an enormous return on their investment. But just like in 2000 through 2002, just like from 2007 up to March of 2009. People lost so much money, their confidence in the stock market was shattered, and they sit on the sidelines at a time where bond yields have been at historic lows, which frankly caused the stock market to rise to levels we hadn't seen since the recovery after the 1930s crash. Significant money has been made post the 2009 bottom. We're talking about 250 to 300% returns. Think about sitting on the sidelines and having earned 1 or 2% during that same time period. 1 or 2% times the last 8 years, you're up 16%, could have been up 250 or 300%. What a difference that could have made in your portfolio, your parents' portfolio, or your grandparents' portfolio. I'm not talking about all the money. I'm talking about some of the money. So Legg Mason basically said that 65% of U.S. respondents were either still strongly or somewhat influenced by the 2007 through 2008 financial crisis. For global respondents, it was 57%. Now, here's what's really sad. The impact appears to be most severe among millennials, with almost 6 in 10 saying the global financial crisis strongly impacts their investment decisions. Millennial investors also responded they are more conservative about risk than U.S. investors in general, with 85% describing themselves as either somewhat or very conservative. I need to talk to parents and grandparents here about having this conversation with their millennial children. This is quite foolish on their part. And you know what happened? They lived through the crisis. They watched you. And they watched you panic over losing so much money, and I mean, let's face it, we all did, and possibly selling out and going to cash, and they developed the bad habit of being conservative when they should be more aggressive. Overall, investors do appear to be slightly more optimistic, albeit cautious. Well, that's good, but it's too long in the process. So how do we solve this problem? The problem is easy to solve on paper, next to impossible to solve psychologically, unless you establish rules, unless you establish what we call an investment policy statement. Now, every retirement plan in America has some kind of an investment policy statement. You need to draft your own. Doesn't have to be super formal, but the investment policy statement will lay out the rules of the game. What are the rules that you are going to follow when the market crashes? I said when, not if, because you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. We're overdue for a crash right now. And as we discussed last hour, for those individuals that can gain access to cash during market crashes, the larger the better, because you'll have money to deploy. Young people are the ones that benefit the most from these kinds of crashes. It's guys our age that have to be very, very cautious about withdrawing money from a down sequence early in retirement. This is why we preach the whole concept of having a bucket filled with safe money from which to draw our income from whilst we allow our stocks time, because time mitigates risk. But it's so hard for people to do that. They don't want to just spend from the safe bucket. when the market crashes. They want to sell everything and just spend from whatever money is left. And this is a serious problem, especially for younger people. So the way you solve this problem is you have to write down what you're going to do in the event the market declines. Remember, I told you the average declines 42% in a bear market. Bear market being defined as a 20% reduction peak to trough. Once it goes down 20, you've got to be ready for it to go down 42. Oh, trust me, you're not going to be able to figure that one out. You're not going to count it's at minus 19. As soon as it hits 20, I'm selling. That would be a dumb thing to do. That would be a very, very dumb thing to do. Because there are all these head fakes, too. It goes down 19%. What happened in 2011? Market dropped 19%. If you got out of Dodge in 2011, you missed the great returns 2012 through 2016. Probably a double. So we have to write down what our strategy is. And if you haven't done that, please sit down with a competent retirement advisor and commit it to print so that you can hold it up the next time the market crashes. And look at rule number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 and follow those rules, because you created them in a much more sane and stable environment than it's going to be when the going gets tough. An investment policy statement. Take a quick break and come back on the Ray Lucia Show.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14. While supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
I don't know about you, but I read a lot about retirement and retirement planning so that I can kind of recall back to you exactly what's going on in the retirement industry. And I've been guilty of referencing certain studies that are done that give us information that in some instances is actually bogus, a myth, if you will. Yeah. So I try to research this as much as possible, and I've come up with a couple of them that I think are really important for us to talk about, because I have discussed this before, and I think wrongfully have, I don't know, maybe raised some red flags that didn't need to be raised or whatever. So allow me, if I may, and I have to thank Nevin Adams, an attorney that works in the retirement industry, because he's clarifying some of these myths. But you might recall, we have heard it said, in fact, I heard it said on this program last hour. Back in the good old days, we used to be covered by a pension plan. That would mean you actually get your full pension benefit when you retire. Nowadays, companies don't have defined benefit pension plans. Well, while a lot of that is true, we're always talking about the good old days. And certainly if you're a government worker, that might be true still. You still have a defined benefit plan. But if you look at the median job tenure in the United States, which is how long workers actually stay at one job, it's hovered around 5 years for the past three decades. If you read the reports that are out there, you would think that 30 years ago that people went to work at, you know, IBM and stayed there until the day that they died. And as I said, some people do. And IBM used to have a defined benefit plan. Now they have a cash balance. But it's actually gotten better in the last few years. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, in recent years, staying on the job number has ticked up to about 5.5 years, but that's mostly because women are staying on the jobs longer than they were 20, 30 years ago. So right off the bat, this whole idea of fretting that, well, we're not going to be covered by a defined benefit plan, tells you that even in the private sector, you didn't stay on the job long enough for that to matter. Back in the olden days, you had 10-year vesting. Today, you might have vesting that starts 20% after 2 years or 40% after 2 years and 100% after 5 or 6 years. So if you're leaving before 6 years, you're not even walking with 100% of your pension. Now, what does this tell you? It tells you that now and in the past, those that took and take personal responsibility for their own actions and their own retirement will do better. I know it's hard because nowadays we buy a house that's way above what we can afford. I remember when I was growing up, they would say, don't spend more than 30% of your pay on your house, property taxes, insurance, everything. Now, when Steve Allador's here, he's saying, yeah, well, some of these lenders will go up to 50%, 45, 50%. Well, no wonder people's finances are choked. And then you add to that cable, which we didn't have. We had rabbit ears and cell phones and all the cool gadgets, which are great for efficiency. But people are spending a lot more money. Next, only half of American workers have access to workplace retirement plans. This sounds really, really tragic, but it includes all workers, including very young, very low income, and part-time workers. Yeah, like 16-year-olds that work at McDonald's over the summer, you know, 15 hours a week, and then go back to school. Well, they don't have a workplace 401k, nor should they. They're part-time. They're kids. The Employee Benefit Research Institute also noted that in 2013, two-thirds of workers 21 to 64 might reasonably expected to be covered by a voluntary workplace retirement plan under current law. So almost 70% actually are covered by a workplace plan. What's the takeaway? Well, the employer can't help it if you don't take advantage of utilizing that workplace plan. But when you hear those statistics, the myth that, you know, 50% have no plan at all, keep in mind it's about 70% of all the people that you're looking at. It's not your 14-year-old kid that's picking weeds at the golf course for a summer job. And then the average 401k balance, $130,000. So everybody looks at that and says, well, you know, that's either good because I'm 30 years old. Well, they say this in this article, it's kind of funny. If your sampling consisted of a 25-year-old that has a balance of $5,000, and a 64-year-old with a balance of $255,000, then the average balance is $130,000. So when you see those myths, let's say you're, you know, 40 years old or 45 years old, and you've got $150,000, and you see that the average balance is $130,000, yeah, I'm way ahead. Well, you may not be way ahead. The takeaway here is you need to figure out what your funding rate needs to be. In other words, how much money do you need to save each month in order to provide an income stream for you and your spouse for the rest of your joint lives, accounting for some modest inflation in the future, not only in your salary, but in your potential spending for healthcare and so forth. What does that number need to be? You can call me, and I can give you a ballpark by just whipping out my calculator and letting you know where you're going to be. Because if you just look at the averages and compare to where you are to them, it may either give you a false sense of security, or you may be way ahead if you're a 40-year-old and have $300,000 saved, and you've got a pension and Social Security. You may be able to take an extra vacation each year. The key is knowing where you stand. So if you want to find out whether you can get there from here or how much it's going to take in order for you to save so that you can get to a comfortable retirement in ballpark numbers, give us a call, 844-RAY-SHOW. Happy to do it. Or email me, go to raylucia.com, RAY. LUCIA.com. Speaking of spending, a minor adjustment can go a very long way. You're going to want to hear this when we come back on the Ray Program.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence. It's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, Joel. Where are you going with the gun in your hand?
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Ray Program. Bringing you the best in money information. 844-RAY-SHOW emails, which we will get to in a little bit. Also, a business spotlight segment coming up in just a bit. But as I said before the break, we discuss retirement spending a lot on this program. Once again, because of the many myths and misinformation that's being doled out about retirement, and in particular, retirement spending. For example, if you go to the basic retirement calculator that's online, or if your broker or advisor is doing some calculations, they will typically show you a spending amount that is adjusted for inflation each year. They will also show you a pie chart, and that pie chart is expected to be rebalanced each year in order to keep you in balance with your stock and bond mix. All sounds legit, and it is. But when you break it down, all of a sudden things start to fall apart a little bit, especially when we discuss the sequence risk. Now, a researcher, Derek Tharp, wrote about this recently. And I want to share with you what really should happen in the event you hit a bad sequence. Because remember, that is perhaps the most catastrophic risk that you could face. Being aggressively invested in stocks, a market crash early in retirement, late in your working years before retirement, or in the first 5 or 10 years of your retirement. So that $1 million turns into a $500,000, and you need to spend $50,000 per year. You're not recovering from that. So Tharp wrote about this, and I think it's really, really good stuff that we should discuss. Here's what he said. The origin of the safe withdrawal rate approach was simply to set retirement spending low enough to survive the worst historical sequence of returns we've ever seen. Okay, they're talking about the 4% rule, right? That 4% rule works under worse conditions using Monte Carlo simulations. If a future scenario, they go on, was comparably bad, the retirement portfolio would make it to the end, and if market returns turn out better, the retiree simply has to decide what to do with their extra money. In other words, the 4% rule, a high majority of the time, ended up leaving a big bank account for the heirs. When you're on your deathbed saying, dang, I could have spent a lot more money, but I was afraid of drawing a bad sequence, so I followed the 4% rule. The caveat, however, is that for at least some retirees, the approach of be conservative up front and increase your spending later if returns permit is not very appealing. Indeed, it is more desirable to spend more money in the early years and simply engage in spending cuts if the returns end up being less favorable. Absolutely. Except remarkably, very little research has been done on this subject. That is, until now. So Derek Tharp went in and examined this. And here is what he had to say. If you were to choose or adopt a small but permanent cut in pay strategy, it would be more effective than doing what most of us think. Oh, the market dropped. I've got to radically reduce my spending. He goes on to say, notably, this is different than how many retirees react when a substantial market decline occurs, where the instinctive response is often to engage in substantial spending cuts for a temporary period of time until the market recovers. For instance, if there's a precipitous market crash of at least 20%, the retiree might trim spending by 20% for the next 3 years until the portfolio recovers. Usually, you get a full recovery within 3 years. Even if engaging in such spending cuts presents serious strains to the retiree's current lifestyle. Well, I ask you this. If you're spending $60,000 a year and you suffer a crash and you cut your spending down to $4,000 a month from $5,000 a month, is that going to cause you any consternation in retirement? I think so. But there is hope. Except as it turns out, engaging in a more rapid series of smaller but permanent spending cuts can be more effective. For example, rather than cutting spending by 20% for 3 years after a market decline of more than 20%, if the market simply commits to trimming real spending by 3% permanently in any year that the market returns are negative, approximately the equivalent of foregoing an inflation adjustment during the down year and a fairly trivial spending adjustment for most retirees, the safe withdrawal rate actually rises by 0.5%. With the large but temporary cut, the safe withdrawal rate only rises by 0.1%. All right, let me translate here. The 4% rule says you can withdraw 4% each year. So if you have $1 million, that's $40,000 per year and not have to worry about inflation. And that'll work most of the time, famously. And under a worst case scenario, you die 30 years later, but you had income for 30 years and there's nothing left in the bank. Now, if you apply the 20% reduction in spending for 3 years, you're freaked out for 3 years. No vacations, no extras, no nothing. You cut back. Your wife's yelling at you because you can't go to Nordstrom's at all. You're like Jim Stewart every day. That's what you do. You freak me out every day. Relax. Just cut your spending by 3%, Jim. That's it. Can you do that?
Never have.
And so what we've learned from this study is you could actually take $45,000 out per year, not $40,000 per year. Spend an extra $5,000 a year, $400 a month, or whatever the number is, and still not run out of money over that 30-year time period. Now, I know what you're going to bring up because it's something I'm very passionate about. And that is when we do these numbers, we're calculating that inflation is going up every single year because inflation does. And maybe it's a 3% inflation or a 4 or 2.5. But while that's happening, and this is key, while that's happening, spending is going down. People ask me all the time, well, how am I going to afford long-term health care? The way you can afford long-term health care is because you will be spending significantly less at 85 than you spend at 65. That's how you can afford it. So these numbers don't take into account retirement spending going down. It only takes into account that your increase in spending is offset by 1 year's worth of that inflation. I mean, you can't afford to take a 3% cut in pay. You're making $60,000 a year. It's an $1,800 sacrifice one time in a year where the market went down 20%. Now, maybe it's one time, two or three times over the course of your retirement, but still, that's a very minor adjustment than pushing the panic button and taking a 20% hit. And when you recognize that when you add it all up and your spending is declining, remember the retirement smile for spending that we've discussed 100 times on this program, how your real spending declines like 1% to 2% per year until you're maybe 94 years old? This strategy will almost ensure that A, you will never run out of money, and B, you will also leave a nice legacy behind for your heirs. So even if you're the most conservative person on the block and you hit a bad sequence, if you cut your spending by 3%, the stats indicate that you're going to be okay. And in fact, you could actually spend a little bit more as the markets come back. Dynamic retirement spending adjustments. That's what it's called, and that's how it works. We'll be back with the business spotlight and emails right after this.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help.
Right.
Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Staples knows that when your two-person office now houses a staff of 12, it's time. When you go from being a mom-and-pop to a mom-and-pop and sons and company, it's time. When you need to move a 15-person office in one day, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has everything your business needs to pack it and move it at great prices. And right now, buy two, get one free on all bubble rolls. Staples, it's pro time. N61017 while supplies last.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a two-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14. While supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, you know, when you hear BTO, that means it's time for our business spotlight. Taking care of business on the Ray Lucia Show, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to give us a call, emails, again, we'll get to those in a minute at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. You know, you hear a lot about alternative investments in asset allocation. We've discussed it many, many times on this program. Investments that don't perhaps correlate positively with stocks and or bonds. In other words, if stocks are going up, you want to have something that may not be going up at the same pace if stocks are going down. Likewise, you want to have something that is resilient to the market whims. Joining me on the program, Scott Smith. He is the president of Aquarius Equipment Finance, which and affiliated companies. He's invested, and his company has invested over $1 billion over the last 20 years in steel boxes? Seriously. Scott, thank you for joining us on the program. Obviously, I remember the olden days of the rail cars and so forth. You're investing in shipping steel boxes. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Ray. So these And specifically the standard standardized maritime container, which is basically a 20 or 40 foot long steel box with a wooden floor. And it allows you to transport cargo on the vessel, on truck, and on rail, and can be interchanged from one mode of transportation without actually unpacking and repacking the cargo. And as you can imagine, that's very efficient in moving, you know, cargo from the origin place to the final destination.
Yeah, well, you see these in ports all over the country, and it is pretty fascinating because they can be moved by rail, they can be moved by water, and so forth.
That's right.
Now, how does this correlate from an asset class standpoint?
Right. So we've run it against real estate, infrastructure, you know, public stock, bonds, and there's a very low correlation to all these asset classes. You know, on a macro level, it's really tied to global GDP growth, the global container fleet, which, by the way, this is very important. These standardized containers, steel boxes, transport 95% of all manufactured goods in the world, 95%. So you can imagine how essential they are to global trade and the global economy as a whole.
So everybody wants to know about risks, you know, risk return. Can you talk about that for just a moment?
Sure. So historically, we've been, as you alluded to, we've been doing this for a long time. I started the company 22 years ago. and as I said, over $1 billion invested in this asset class. So our weighted average cash distributions historically to investors for the first 10 years have been 11.8% per year, and they are tax deferred for U.S. taxpayers. The tax depreciation is 16% per year. So if you're getting 11.8% in cash distribution and you have 16% tax shield from the depreciation, you're not paying during that year, you're not paying taxes.
Well, let me ask you a question then. The useful life then, you're getting this, call it 12% per year. So how long will you be getting that? Is it a declining thing like equipment leasing or is it standard forever?
Right. So the standard lease for a new container out of the factories is usually 5 to 8 years. And then they usually get extended through year 10. And at that point, some of them will come back and you lease them out again to another shipping line, et cetera, et cetera. On average, after 13 to 15 years, they exit the shipping or transport life and you see them and they get sold into these secondary markets for domestic storage. You see, you know, on any construction site, you see a bunch of old containers sitting there, on any schoolyard, et cetera. So there's a whole domestic storage business built around older shipping containers. Furthermore, you know, they're being converted to mobile housing, mobile school classrooms, et cetera. So there are so many uses for these boxes after they exit their shipping life after about 15 years. And there they last another 20 to 30 years. So in total, you have a productive life of 40 to 50 years with a scrap value that's equal to about 30% of your initial investment.
So after 10 or 15 years of use, I just want to make sure, we only got a minute left. I just want to make sure there is a value that's left over. Those boxes could be sold in a secondary market. Is that hard to do? I mean, these things weigh a couple tons, don't they?
Right. But obviously, there are trucks and specialists in the field that do this on a global basis. It's a very fragmented market, but it's a huge market. And annually, about 1.5 million of these boxes get pushed into the secondary markets where they last another 20, 30 years and eventually get scrapped for a significant scrap value because of the steel.
I actually, for my daughter, we are leasing one at her dance studio for storage. It was a very efficient way to store goods. You know, like she has props and all this stuff. Listen, let me see if I get this right. Your company website is www.aefinc.com. That's AE for Aquarius Equipment Finance, AEFINC for Incorporated, AEFINC.com, correct?
That's correct.
All right, folks, if you want more information on this, contact Scott Smith. He's the president of Aquarius Equipment Finance, Inc. Cell phone 415-725-1412. That's 415-725-1412. Have him go through all the risks, the prospectuses, and all that stuff. But it's a fascinating field, and I'm glad we had you on board today, Scott. Go out and make it a great day, my friend. Take care.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, Jim Stewart, where people were buying rail cars or railroad, you know,
doing a lot of that.
All that stuff, and you got a big tax write-off back then. Now it would appear that you're going to get tax-deferred income or a tax-free payment because it's offset by depreciation. I would point out, however, that there's going to be a recapture at some point, but that's still fairly attractive. Again, make sure you do your due diligence on any kind of an investment. Okay, do we have time for an email?
Quick one.
All right, hit it, boys. Oh, we don't have time? Oh, there we go. I promised Ursula I'd get to her. I'm still confused regarding being a surviving spouse beneficiary of an IRA. Please help. Well, you set up a beneficiary IRA in the name of the person, I mean, in your name, how does it work? In the name of the person with your tax ID number. And then you take required minimum distributions over your life expectancy. That's how it works. I am sorry, I'm out of time. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.